2019年度第1回実用英語技能検定準1級リスニングテスト。
英語による指示文はここでは割愛してあります。では始めます。
Number 1
Kelston Residence.
Hi, this is Josh. Is Tina there?
Sorry, Josh. She's out running.
Could you pass on a message? The university rowing team party this evening has been called off.
That's a shame. She was looking forward to that.
We all were, but half the team is in bed with flu.
Oh dear. Well, I'll pass on the bad news. I hope you and Tina don't come down with something as well.
Thanks, Mrs. Kelston.
Take care.
Question. Why did Josh want to speak to Tina?
Number 2.
My back is aching and my hands are sore. This digging is hard work.
Yes, but if we want to have a nice yard, we need to put in the effort.
I just didn't think we'd have to dig out 2 truckloads of dirt.
The worst is over. Now we get to plan the flower garden.
Still, I wish we'd hired someone to do the labor.
You know we can't afford that. Besides, we'll get more satisfaction out of doing it ourselves.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Question. What is the man's opinion?
Number 3.
Have you heard from Janet and David Hayden lately?
No. Why?
I sent them a Christmas card, but they didn't send us one. Usually they do, you know.
Is there any special reason to worry?
Well, wasn't David having a hip operation in November? And Janet has had a heart problem for years.
I think Mike Hill would have contacted me if something serious had happened. He stays in touch with David.
Yeah, maybe they just forgot, but I think I'll call them later anyway.
Question. Why is the woman worried about Janet and David?
Number 4.
I heard you got into UCLA Law School. Congratulations!
Thanks, Mary. I'm thrilled. But now the hard work begins.
Don't worry, you'll do fine. So when are you moving to LA?
In 2 months. I've been searching online for an apartment.
You know, my cousin lives in Hollywood, and I think he's looking for a roommate.
Thanks, but I want to live close to campus.
Because you'll be in the library day and night, right?
Actually, that's what I'm expecting.
Question. What does the man imply?
Number 5.
This is the room we'd like remodeled.
Okay, ma'am. And this is the door you'd like to make bigger?
Yes, I want double doors put in.
Right. I can have it done by the end of the month.
We're having my daughter's wedding reception here on the 25th. Can you complete everything by then?
I can probably do it if I come on Saturdays as well, but I'll have to charge you extra for weekend work.
That's no problem.
Question. What does the woman decide to do?
Number 6.
I can't stand the way Lisa steals all the customers. She doesn't give anyone else a chance.
I know, but I guess that's why she's Sales Clerk of the Year.
I need to increase my commissions, so I guess I'm going to have to be more aggressive myself.
Well, just don't become another Lisa. That won't endear you to the rest of the staff.
Question. What do the speakers say about Lisa?
Number 7.
Jeremy, have you finished preparing the slides for our presentation tomorrow?
Not yet, Ms. Ito. I got sidetracked working on the budget proposal.
Well, could you put that aside and finish off the slides and charts, please? Remember, we're rehearsing our presentation from 4.
Sure thing. I'll have them ready by 3 at the latest.
Question. What does the woman tell the man to do?
Number 8.
Honey, how long do you think we've been waiting for our table?
Probably about 15 minutes. Are you getting hungry?
Yes. They said it'd only take 5 minutes. I wonder if they forgot about us.
I doubt it. They're just busy.
Maybe I should offer the head waiter $20. He'll probably get us in quicker then.
I wouldn't feel comfortable with that. Other people made reservations too.
Well, if he doesn't seat us soon, I'm going to try it anyway.
Question. What does the man say he might do?
Number 9.
How's that new camera you bought, Rashid?
Not so good, Sarah. The autofocus stopped working 3 days after I got it. It's under warranty, though.
Did the store give you another camera?
Actually, they sent it to the manufacturer for repair.
Really? Stores normally replace brand new items that don't work properly.
I know. I complained about that, but they said it was store policy.
Question. Why did Rashid complain?
Number 10.
Hi, I'd like to renew my health insurance policy.
Okay, how long have you had it?
2 years. My company currently pays, but I'm quitting my job next month.
In that case, the monthly rate will go up significantly when you start paying it yourself.
Is there a similar plan that's less expensive?
Unfortunately not. Company rates are always cheaper.
I guess you'd better show me some other plans that are more reasonable then.
Question. What does the woman tell the man?
Number 11.
Excuse me, I need to send this letter to Beijing for delivery by Monday.
The soonest we can guarantee delivery is Tuesday.
But your website said Monday was possible if I mailed it today.
That would be true if you'd mailed it by noon, sir.
Oh, I see. Well, cost isn't a concern, so is there a way to get it there by Monday?
I'm afraid it's too late. Today's mail is already on its way.
Question. What is the man's problem?
Number 12.
Honey, what do you think of changing all the light bulbs in the house to energy-efficient LED bulbs?
But they're so expensive. Would it really save us money?
Well, prices for LEDs are dropping, and they use much less electricity.
Okay, but are they bright enough?
I read online that a 7-watt LED is as bright as a 60-watt traditional bulb.
Well, all right, but rather than changing them all now, how about we change each one as it burns out?
Okay.
Question. What does the man suggest they do?
Part 2.
A. Teaching. Some studies show that students of the most effective teachers make 3 times as much progress as students of the least effective teachers. However, there is little agreement about why some teachers are more effective. Intelligence and charisma have been suggested as key factors that may affect teaching ability. Others argue that simply raising salaries may lead to better results. According to education expert Doug Limov, there is a better explanation. He says many teacher training programs do not adequately prepare people for the actual classroom. Teaching is complex, and Limov believes it is increasingly clear that theory is less important than intense guided practice and on-the-job training. Limov says this explains why students in such places as Finland and Singapore do so well. Teachers there have frequent class observations and receive large amounts of on-the-job training, which makes them more effective.
Questions. Number 13. What do some studies show? Number 14. What does Doug Lamov believe can improve teachers' effectiveness?
B. The Barkley Marathons. The Barkley Marathons, a race held in the U.S. state of Tennessee, was inspired by a well-known prison escape. The prisoner spent over 50 hours on the run, traveling through mountainous, heavily forested land. In the race, runners attempt to complete a 160-kilometer course within 60 hours, with little or no sleep. Only a small number of them cross the finish line, while many others get lost or quit. The Barkley Marathons is organized by just one man, Gary Cantrell. Unlike most races, there are no people monitoring to prevent cheating, and there are no volunteers to guide runners. To keep competitors honest, Cantrell leaves books at various locations along the route. Runners each have a race number, and they must take the pages that match their number. By doing this, they can show that they have completed the race.
Questions. Number 15. What is true about the Barkley Marathons? Number 16. How does Gary Cantrell prevent cheating? C. Entertainment and creativity. It can often be difficult for entertainment companies to decide which ideas for shows will appeal to the public. Recently, researchers conducted a study that asked the question, who is better at deciding what an audience will enjoy? The creators, who think of the ideas, or the executives, who evaluate them? To find the answer, the researchers invited 300 entertainment executives and creators to decide which ideas for shows they thought would get the best response from audiences. The researchers concluded that creators usually overestimated the appeal of their own ideas. However, they were better than the executives at predicting whether other people's original ideas would become successful. In particular, creators were much better at identifying unusual concepts that would be a hit. The researchers believe that executives were more conservative and so were less likely to choose original or unusual ideas.
Questions. Number 17. What were executives and creators asked to do in the study? Number 18. What is one thing the researchers concluded?
D. Colombian coffee. Coffee rust is a disease that has been damaging coffee crops in many countries for over a century. Historians say it was one of the reasons Sri Lanka switched from growing coffee to growing tea. Since the 1960s, coffee crops in Colombia have also been threatened, and coffee rust has gradually spread from region to region. In particular, it attacks the expensive and difficult-to-grow Arabica coffee that Colombia is famous for. Less profitable varieties are not as badly affected. To combat coffee rust, scientists have been researching disease-resistant coffee plants. While resistant varieties of coffee beans were not difficult to find, experts considered the flavor and aroma of the coffee they produced to be less appealing than those of the Arabica bean. However, the good news for Colombian coffee growers is that a new hybrid variety called Castillo is not only disease-resistant, but it is also gaining approval with coffee lovers.
Questions. Number 19. What is one thing we learn about coffee rust? Number 20. What was one problem with disease-resistant coffee varieties?
E. Marketing to females. Companies often look for ways to expand the market for their products. For example, they may take toys that are traditionally given to boys, such as water pistols, and alter them to attract girls. This is often done using a technique called pink it and shrink it. With this technique, companies create a girl's version of a product by making simple changes, such as using a feminine color and reducing the size. The pink it and shrink it strategy does not always work, however. For one thing, many people are offended by such stereotyping. And in some cases, such as with sports equipment, reducing the product size simply makes it less effective. For example, advanced female skiers generally purchase men's skis, since they find the performance of shorter models designed for women to be inferior. With such products, companies may find that the pink it and shrink it approach does not have the intended effect.
Questions. Number 21. What is one way companies try to sell more products? Number 22. What do we learn about skis designed for women?
F. A world-changing drug. Penicillin is an antibiotic drug produced from a type of mold called penicillium, which grows on fruit. Ancient peoples knew that such molds had disease-fighting powers, but the chemical in penicillium that kills bacteria was not identified until 1928. When Alexander Fleming identified it and named it penicillin, he suggested using it to kill bacteria when cleaning equipment in laboratories and hospitals. Fleming's work was continued in the 1930s by scientists in the UK, who succeeded in finding a way to use penicillin to treat infectious diseases. And thanks to work in the U.S. in the early 1940s, scientists' efforts to produce the drug in large quantities also progressed. By 1944, the U.S. had managed to produce millions of doses, and the new drug prevented many soldiers with infected wounds from dying in the last months of World War II.
Questions. Number 23. What did Alexander Fleming do in 1928? Number 24. What was one result of scientists' efforts in the 1940s?
Part 3.
G. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 25.
Normally, we require applicants to have published at least 2 academic journal articles. You mentioned that you should have another journal article ready within a year, which is great, but we obviously can't count it now. However, I also noticed you have a textbook which is about to be published. I've spoken with the head of the department about this, and we can count your textbook in place of one article. Because it hasn't been released yet, though, we'll need a letter from the publisher confirming you've finished the textbook. Please have them also include the expected publication date.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
H. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 26.
Tomorrow's direct flight to Dublin on Cloverleaf Airways would get you there in the shortest time. Returning on July 20th would cost $2,500. Euroam has a flight that costs $1,900. It has a quick stopover in London, but gets you back on the 21st. A direct flight with Air Dream would get you back one day earlier, but it's $2,900. Another option is to buy two one-way tickets. There's a flight tomorrow with Bluestream. You could then return on July 23rd with Sungate. Those flights would cost $1,700 altogether.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
I. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 27.
For future reference, a refund of the price difference is available for purchases made within 1 week of an item going on sale. Refunds on purchases outside of that period can sometimes be given, but require the manager's approval. He's away for lunch now, so I'll confirm with him, then call you back later today. By the way, assuming the refund is approved, you can choose to have it credited to your current store loyalty card. Do that, and you will also receive a coupon for 10% off your next purchase.
Now, mark your answer on your answer sheet.
J. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 28.
Well, our hybrid sedan gets top marks for safety and fuel economy. If you trade in your current car, it's $350 a month with a $2,000 down payment. Our SUV has longer repayment options, bringing the monthly down to $280 with the same down payment. You might consider a pre-owned minivan, the ultimate family vehicle. I can do it for $275 a month and no down payment if you trade in your current car. Finally, there's a nice station wagon. It has lots of room and gets decent gas mileage. It's $225 a month if you make a $1,000 down payment and do a trade-in.
Now, mark your answer on your answer sheet.
K. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 29.
Okay, everyone. I'll go over the English requirements. You must take the courses in order, but high scores on the placement test can get advanced placement. If you scored below 60, you'll need to start with the basics in English 1. A score of 79 or above allows students to skip English 1 and 2. Instead, you can register for an advanced course, English Plus. Everyone else should start with English 2. In the second year, all students must complete English Academic, which focuses on academic writing.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.